Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for another edition of Care or Don't Care.
Oh, right.
If you don't know how it works, I read a headline, and then we go around the room and ask my co-hosts if they care to hear about it.
Uh-huh.
If they do, then you'll hear a story that will remind you that you're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and more loved than you'll ever know.
Oh, that was so sweet.
If they don't care, that paper for that story gets recycled and used to print out copies of the Unabomber's Manifesto.
Oh, my God.
And then it gets distributed to children at the YMCA.
What? Yeah, that's
so
dark.
The choice is yours, guys.
That is not the choice.
That is. Let's get right to it with your first headline. The funniest sign you've ever seen posted in a town. What's on it? Care or don't care to find out.
I like funny signs.
I was about to say that.
You do too?
Care.
Yeah.
All right. Well, residents of the town of Jasper, Alberta have noticed an interesting and quirky signs being posted by city officials. They're messages with very important instructions for local drivers.
Uh-huh.
So what does the sign say? Do not let moose lick your car.
What?
According to the city council, moose are obsessed with salt.
Oh,
it's one of the most important minerals that they need for their bodies, and they normally get it from salt lakes in the nearby forests and parks, but now the moose have realized they can also get it from the road salt that splashes on the cars in the Alpine town.
It's not. Have you ever seen a moose up close?
No, but they look so cute.
Oh, they're huge.
They're terrifying.
You would be so scared.
They are ginormous.
And as you might be able to imagine, moose and cars are kind of a bad combo.
Yeah.
They are like you just take them out of the legs in your car. They're so big.
They're bigger than your car.
Oh, wow.
They're ginormous.
There's been several incidents of the animals trying to lick a car and then getting injured in the process. So officials say the licking needs to stop, and the signs are the best way to get people's attention.
Why don't they just put the signs up for moose and just say, stop licking cars?
Don't be car lickers.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Give them a fine.
We also posted signs in studio saying the licking needs to stop.
Yeah. Oh, that's because of you, though.
I haven't learned my lesson yet. Let's go to your next headline. Maybe the strangest birthday party for a four-year-old you'll ever hear. Care or don't care?
Birthday parties are fun.
I care.
Well, a mother in California is going viral today because of what she did for her son's fourth birthday. While most moms might go with maybe a Spider-Man or Bob the Builder theme, Jessica decided a C-section birthday would be the most fun.
What does that even mean?
How does that work?
I don't even get it.
She used Play-Doh to teach her kid about the birth process and had him use the dough for a pretend surgery.
Oh my God.
She thought it was so creative, she uploaded a video to Facebook where child and mom can be seen cutting through the skin of a fake Play-Doh stomach.
No.
And then working their hands through the layers of clay searching for a baby.
I feel like I'm pretty honest and open with my kids, but no.
Yeah, she's like, come on, Jalen. The patient needs more anesthesia. Not too much. One person tweeted, WTF, I consider myself a progressive parent, but this is just unnecessary.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, a little disturbing. Another person commented, as a child psychiatrist, I strongly recommend you not play such a game with your kids until after age 12.
Well, you know what birthday party number 5 is going to be.
What is it?
Vaginal birth.
He doesn't have any experience with that. They don't know about that one yet. Let's move on to your next headline. What's Pizza Hut up to next? Uh-oh. Abandoned ship! Abandoned ship!
What?
Care or don't care?
You didn't get me. I don't care.
I care. I'm on a ship right now. I need to get off the ship.
Yeah, just a pizza thing.
It's just going to be, now they're doing Carnival Cruise.
Okay. Gosh, all right. I care.
Hey, little Jimmy, here's a little light reading before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Let's learn about Ted Krasinski tonight, okay?
Okay.
All right, moving on.
Calm down.
When it rains, it pours. But when it rains in British Columbia, one man gets rich.
Ooh.
Care or don't care?
Oh, I didn't see that coming.
I care. I want to know how to get
really
rich
care.
From the rain.
Rain.
45-year-old Bernard Scrivener can thank his son for his latest stroke of luck because he drove his 12-year-old to football practice recently. Once he got there, unfortunately, it was rained out. His son started to complain that he was hungry. So instead of going straight home, they stopped at a gas station to get him a little snack. And while he was was there, Bernard decided, oh, why not throw a lottery ticket in, see what happens.
Oh, it's one of those lottery things.
A few minutes later, he scratched off the ticket to reveal he was the game's grand prize winner of over $519,000.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So son and dad freaked out.
Yeah.
And where's the money going to go? Bernard says most of it will go into savings,
yeah,
and some of it will be used to fulfill his lifelong dream, mm-hmm, of owning a Ford Mustang Shelby GT500.
Oh, good,
wow,
for him.
Nice.
Very specific.
No, yeah, no mention of college funds for,
yep,
the son.
You know. He's working on that football scholarship.
Oh, there you go. Yes, so. Finally, Jeff's joke of the day.
Yay.
Care, don't care.
Always care.
Why did Waldo go to therapy?
Why?
To try and find himself.
Oh,
where's my rim shot? It's okay. We'll get it,
yep,
later. That's,
yeah,
care or don't care. We learned a lot about the world today.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
And children learned a lot about the Unabomber, too, thanks,
yeah,
to Jose and to Alexis. So
thanks.
Your phone tap is coming up right after this.